How many times, ladies, have you said that you're looking for your Prince Charming? Now that sounds like a nice sentiment, but let me ask you a question. Are you worthy of one? Let's look at it this way. A man says he wants to marry a supermodel while he's standing there with a gut hanging over his belt, greasy hair that hasn't been washed in a week, and a disgusting butt crack sticking out of the top of his pants. Think he'll get one? If you want a prince, ladies, that means you have to be a princess. Now, depending on what kind of prince you want, determines the kind of princess that you have to be. If you don't mind that your prince has a bit of a belly and is not the best looking, you can probably get away with being less than physically perfect yourself. But if you want a prince with a six-pack, don't expect him to accept you if you look like the sister of Jabba the Hutt. And the same goes for the man's spirit. If you want a man who's kind and soft-spoken, you better not act like the female version of Fred Flintstone. You see, ladies, you can fantasize all you want, but it's highly unlikely you're going to get a man who's got a lot more to offer you than you do him. That's just not the way things work out. Nature abhors a vacuum, and it also abhors imbalance. A wave can rise higher than the surface water for a short time, but it isn't long before it crashes back down. You don't see too many things in creation that are out of sync with their surroundings. And people are no different. God's not going to send you a superior man for you to drag down. You're going to get a man equal to what you are. So, ladies, if you're only attracting frogs, what's that saying about you?